heaven tonight. We really appreciate him. And then let's sing our Bible in Matthew chapter 14. Praise his wonderful name. God is so good. Maria Kanaka. Amen. God is so good. Today, how did you get speaking tongues? My speaking tongues, but guys, I want to say it in Zimbabwe. Mwari wa kanaka, God is so good. Amen. Matthew 14, verse 22. It was evening time. Jesus had done a great thing. He took the bread. He fed the multitude. He dismissed the people, the 5 loaves and 2 fishes. 5 barley loaves, with Paul, Eunice, Martin, Columba, Luther, Wesley, and 50, and Malachi 4, the full world coming back. 5 loaves of barley, 2 fishes. After he gave it to the ministers that they would take it and distribute to the people, then he dismissed them, and they began to bring the cross over on the other side. Amen. I believe in that journey tonight. The cross of the other side, they come down, break open them 7 seals, feed us with the bread of life, and then now we are on our way. Amen. Each one of us have a testimony in our hearts. And to this inspiration and message that I want to call testimony in the sea. Amen. Verse 22 in Matthew 14. And straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship and to go before him unto the other side, while he sent the multitudes away. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain privately to pray. And when evening was come, he was there alone in the time. But the boat was now in the middle of the sea, tossed with the waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them, walking on the sea. You know, it's too many ways to reveal himself to the disciples. But this particular night, in the fourth watch, he decided to come walking on the water. Amen. When the disciples saw him walking on the water, they were troubled. They didn't see him that way before. They troubled him. Saying, it is a spirit, the ghost, and they cried out for prayer. But gently, Jesus spoke unto them, saying, "Be of good cheer. It is I. Be not afraid." It is I. Be not afraid. He was identifying himself to them. Because right there, he knew the concept that struck them when they saw him and they thought, what? He hadn't seen for quite some time since he broke the bread, then 5 loaves and 2 fishes. He gave them 7 seals. And he didn't journey. But he's come back along another time. And they were in a situation. The weather was so dark and stormy and gloomy. And the atmosphere was charged with fear and panic and different things. And whenever they see him do something, he's there and he's always perfect. He knows that was the right thing for the situation. He didn't say, "I see that number of his friends." No. He didn't have any trouble with any people he thought they called him. No. He says, "I." He knew by identifying himself to them under the thought of what? The threat to spirit of fear and bondage and take away the superstitions in the mind and let them recognize it was he. Come back along a second time. Amen. And Peter answered him and said, "Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water." Amen. Under that message of identification, inspiration struck his heart. You and the girls sit down there and all. Yeah, I've already been like the Lord. What do you think, John? Now tell me what you think. But I throw him into their channel. He took it to my nonsense. Amen. The Lord, if it be you, bid me come. And he said, one word, come. And when Peter was coming out of the ship, he went in the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid. And began to sink, he cried to him, Lord, save me. And immediately, Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said to him, oh, thou little faith, why didst thou doubt? And when they were coming to the ship, they went to him. Then they that were in the boat, he said, then and away ship home, saying, of a truth, so that the Son of God, didn't step out. I'm going to make an identification. They didn't say, you got your word, when you come back along, when you get anybody else, I'm stepping off. They didn't do that. But Peter was starting in that way. So he wanted to see in his eyes, displaying what Jesus was displaying in the storm. He had full dominion in that hour over the situation. But these things were all, maybe they thought that Peter, oh, you're going to be here. You have that away in that community to go get. You see how happy you are already? You see. When they realize it was very good. Everybody had a good thing to say, praise God, hallelujah. Okay. On the truth, I like the Son of God. Thank you. We're just going to tell you one thing, but it says a little different here, and we want to get some of the things of what they say here from some of the things. Amen. Verse 15 to 26. When Jesus therefore perceived that they would come and take him by force, make him king, a king, he departed again into a mountain himself alone. He knew the scriptures. His kingdom is going to come and take him to the iron place. Just back in the legs of iron, so when he found it here, you see, he was not going to be brought in of all inspiration by these people. You see, in the word, you see. And when the evening was now come, the disciples went down to the sea, and entered into a ship and went over the sea to look upon them. And it was no dark. We don't say there's evening, then it became dark. And Jesus would not come to them. And the sea arose by reason of a great wind that blew. Yet when they had rowed about 5 and 20 or 30 furlongs, they rowed quite different every time. So he just walked in the sea and drawing nigh unto the boat, and they were afraid. But he said unto them, if you die, be not afraid. Then the wind came into the ship, and immediately the boat was at the land to which they went. The Lord blessed them good and every season. I want to say for the title tonight, be of good cheer. If you die, be not afraid. And for a subject, I want to say that one word, come. Come was a call. It was a call that followed the message of identification. It is I, be not afraid. Because the message of identification brought a response in the heart of one of the believers who was in the ship, who broke into a channel and desired to see in their own lives what the Lord was manifesting in that hour. It's a great thing for believers, a real believer. He reads his word and it fills our heart. God inspired truth and body. He just read over and over and read over and over and over and tell others about it. But in a special class of people, they become miserable when they can't see their things in their life. And I want to preach to that time tonight. This last message, I thought for the last few days, the preacher was kind of deep and a lot of pain in mind. And he says, the voice is clean. He finds the body says, okay, I think a little drama tonight. And preach a little drama. But you know, a little drama their king to come out. But the mother really liked her, you know, that Mary, she even has not taken the world. Maybe as some of us, then they too can relate to what we're talking about. And when the bread is on his feet here, the Lord Jesus, you know, he thinks of a great thing. And you know when he's doing things in the prophet of the Old Testament is a type of the New Testament, and the Old Testament and the New Testament is a type of today. And here it was, you know, before Jesus came in the sea, John was in the sea. John was a great prophet. The spirit of Elijah was promised to come in an hour. The spirit of Elijah had come upon this man. And the people didn't understand that not that the man was a cruel man, not that he had wanted to attack the denominational leaders of his day, not that he wanted to blast the organization, but it was the spirit of Elijah calling them back to the world. And not that he didn't want to get no fellowship to God and become part of the system, is God was too important. So he really stood there to talk about one man moving it out. So John understood he had the spirit of Elijah upon him, and he understood that where in the Bible the ministry he had was identified in the hour he was living in. Now the religious world of that day, they were wondering. But then they thought, well, it has some influence. I find a man like a magnetism about him. People come all over Jordan and Judea and Samaria and different places at this bank. The doctrine kind of strange. You know, it's amazing to baptize him, people and all kinds of different things. And then the man, you know, he's dressing in religious clothes and subtle. His mannerisms and these things, you know, it's not polished with education as the theologians are. But there are a ring of truth and a conviction and a sincerity about what he says. That many believe he was a prophet of God. And John, when he came, that he was preaching a message of repentance. Because he's calling the people back to God. And the message was to be misunderstood by the religious leaders who thought they were so well established and accepted by God and the sight of God. And the programs were so well run, and everything was so, influential and nice and attractive to the people, you know, who had a religious faith. And when this man came and he had blasted those organizations, it is strange to them that he should do a thing like that. And when you think that here was all these priests, and Herod was Philip, was Herod living his brother's wife. Herodias, she had left her husband, was living with her husband's brother. And all them priests saw that. I'm not the one who would say a word about this. They tried to bypass that issue. They didn't want to get involved. They didn't want the name called. They didn't want to clap to the state. But you see, a prophet is a different kind of man. And maybe John himself might have tried to compromise and maybe he had his own way. But a prophet is the mouthpiece of God. And he can only say what God has to say. That day, maybe he had some special function and her robe is well dressed. And the leading lady in the land, as she came out and was maybe opening some new synagogue or something, and John was right there. So he had an influence to ask him to say something. Maybe just to teach the people of something. And he says, not long more for you to have your brother's wife. Now, you think how that was done in a way of life. We find convention where it's planned, everybody has the program sheet and know what's going to come next and how long each person is going to talk for and who will say the opening prayer and who will say anything else. And a man walking and interrupting the study, all talk about the prayer. But you know something? God was Christ, they praise God. I long for a man to represent me like that. You know, God, when he sent that prophet Elijah with his son, was a call of people. Because he knew the time was going to come when the real purpose of God's ministry would be identified, when he introduced to them the Son of Man. The full word, he was going to, because John came at the end of one dispensation. He was in the conjunction between the Old Testament and the New Testament. See, and the making of the covenant, standing inside of the air, closing off one edge and opening up another edge. And he's waiting for the word to come to him in that hour. And he was to lay that cornerstone to all Israel and let them see the whole Lamb of God. He knew his message was. And he's preaching for that 6 months, dealing for that moment. When he's ready to lay that message in, and brother, from the time he saw the vindication, from the time he saw it, the time the Holy Spirit coming under the form of dove upon Jesus, he knew he had hit that mark. His next message that followed was, I must decree. While he was trying to set up itineraries and these things, he would say, I'm finished. Amen. Because he's going to listen to teach here. When I hit that note, that octave, I'll hold up. Amen. And then, brother, let's come right over the symphony. And then when he comes, he will take the music sheet and find exactly where the boy is stepping. And when Jesus came, he did exactly that. God the Holy Ghost came upon him. He went to the wilderness, came back to the temple, set the sickness, when the priest had the book, found the exact place, and said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. And he picked up on the very note that John left so far. And that message of John, which is to introduce Messiah, the Son of Man, you know, it was such a powerful message that the people who were seeing a prophet, as John was a great prophet, when they saw the prophet was sent for, and they saw the word that the prophet introduced, they all got along that road, the message of the prophet. You know how I'm speaking, right? And Jesus was the message of that prophet Elijah. And here we see, you know, these disciples in the ship, they were followers of the revealed word that Elijah had introduced. Amen. And they saw that word unveil itself in such a way, and it broke that bread. And it broke that fish and told the multitude. He was unveiled to them in that word. Under the second pole, many of them had the name called in the meeting. Like Peter, there was Simon. Like the time of the Holy Israel, the Hindu had no God. See, like Philip and Hans and all of them. So they all called and had the name revealed unto them, and they knew that gift was the gift of a prophet. That was Messiah. That was the word in flesh. He's given the thought and the intent of the heart. God is not going to move them. Denomination is only the question. Regardless, people tell them that that was a false prophet, fornication, whatever, they knew that that was the revealed word of the hour. And here, as you take it our scene, we see these disciples. They always stay together. And they get lost to fellowship about the word that they were gathered around. You know, they each had an experience in some way or the other by how they came in contact with that word and the influence that word had upon their life. And they knew that Elijah, the prophet who was John, had introduced that word to them, and that is where his prayer was answered. And we see that it was evening time here, and he had broken the bread. And after he had broken the bread, he decided to overlook the 5 loaves and 2 fishes he had broken. It's evening time, the people had gathered now, my goodness me. They all came and they witnessed up those good things. And here, he believed in the fact of the word. And that little ship, like a little fellowship. They were under instruction to cross over. And they decided to cross over. That was their training. And they knew that was in the air. then you are the Lord of their followers. But as you read the scriptures, they went off in the boat by themselves. You didn't go with them. But while they went there, they had rowed by about 25 to 34. I believe that these past 22 years of the world, we have rowed about 25 to 34 long. Things you see, the 17 open up and we break the bread and all these things. And we come for a long time, rowing the boat, getting different things, everybody united, everybody called by the message, and Elijah introduced, everybody having great hope and even enthusiasm. You know, I've seen this truth and seen it yet here. We're just hoping that the prophets will be manifested. And the prophet says, they got into a little testimony service. Because, you know, you want to believe us. Two of them get together, and they're going to testify. Paul, you know, something that you didn't message last night, and the Lord opened this to me. Somebody got, oh, you can get paid, you know, and something happened to me. I had a experience, you know, and some of us took home and the Holy Spirit, you know, just anointed the Spirit in there, and I went and laid hands upon him and he was healed. So always like to testify. So here were these disciples. The Bible didn't say much what the past life was before they come to the message of the hour. But now they're following this prophet. Now they're following this message. And this great thing that was awakened to see, and they're going to stand to be identified with. They all were testifying in Jesus' time. While he's going to bed, he says, maybe his son, you know, the younger ones, they like to jump up close and speak. The son jumped up and says, he said, I had a great experience today. He started off giving a testimony. He said, the day I'm convinced, they did not come along and I was believing all along, but like I'm getting a real revelation. I need to say it, the news, something happened. But he says, you know, today when I try and take that bread, I'm going to break it. I'm going to hand me peace in my hand. I want to get a mind battle. All I've done is see that 50 people is a piece of bread. He says, so I can't do it before the public. I meant that you're before the public and you ask me something. He's going to cause an embarrassment and a disturbance. Even though you don't want to do what you have to do, you do it today. But all eyes on you. Every time I went forth and break off peace and had the person break off another piece, and more so conscious of all the eyes that are watching me waiting for the bread, he may be one of them as they pick the bread in his hand. By the time he looked down and took a glance after he broke off those 12 pieces, it was still the same size. You watch Peter, you watch this one, and then he goes, sometimes you're into something and you don't realize what you're into yet. But as things begin to move along, you begin to realize something's happening, something supernatural is going on. You begin to catch it. So you begin to catch something. And no doubt you're just waiting to get them quiet. Well, again, they sit there, they sit down and begin to testify. Because they're kind of busy, asking people, they're missing people doing this, putting them to stop pulling. Doing this, he's up the yard and doing it. You know, the time when the lovers sit down and really let down and who begin to come up with what they get now. This one gets this one I get that, this one I get this. While they're going on, some people get testified. Well, I know, we're following the truth. They're following the truth. They're following the truth. And they're trying to find them. Them fellows had a close kind of personality. He's a perfect fireman. So while he's testifying, you know, he's going to continue to enthusiasm and the sincerity. And he wants them to know, they know him already. He was never going to yes, no. But you know something, we're going to teach something. We're going to let the present effect. We're going to let you know that they really, really believe, they know that they believe already. He's not going to be a testifying, telling them, look, and brothers, I know it's going to be true. But today, I have an experience. This is my personal testimony. Nobody is telling me this.
things that you reveal to me, and I see to myself, and I will not be moved. What happened when God sent him his testimony? Well, if you see the rest of them now, every man kind of what you want there, because two of them are talking at the same time. Peter and maybe a Tanya are talking at the same time. And then Peter says, you owe my kindness. And then Peter come on, he's going to testify now. He said, not just today, I believe in it. There are people that want to let you know, they've been for a long time. He said, not just today, I believe. He said, I believe that day when I woke up here and said, Simon, son of Bar-Jona. He said, that day when he spoke to me. He said, you know, it was a very jealous thinking. After that experience, he said, there's a connection between me and him. He said, can't explain it. But there's something that struck me again, because the way you look at me and speak to me like this. He said, I'm going to fish all night. He said, you know, I'm a fisherman. You know, I grew up on the sea. I was in backwards, sideways. He said, all you know when coming to fishing, I can tell you about fishing, especially in these waters. He said, I use hook, I use net. I do everything. He said, he gets nothing that day. And he walked in the net and caught the bait. And when he came that day, I'm going to look at the chapter again from Nazareth. I want to show the chapter that's coming up. And then he turned and said, look, turn up at the right time. He said, he told me everything in the mind was, oh, chapter, they're going to kill a fisherman by fishing. Especially, but I think we say, what a damn night. And all night, not 2 minutes, we came here, all night, we turned up in this morning. He said, again, before I said the wrong thing, he said, drop it, let's take it away. I heard myself say, never let the Lord die with you. He said, because like, I wasn't looking at the prophets, I was seeing, he found the power too. He said, tell me that whole day now. In a humanistic realm, and get the officer, you gotta get a fight. But when it came back to me, gonna hold that man to know me and know my father name. And you know that, you know what fish do. He said, and John, you all remember, I'm gonna call you all to help Holy Lassie. All in those sacrifices, tell Saturday, you know you. Because, next one wants to testify. Was Philip, but he didn't have a couple of souls. He came in at Daniel and before us, he was going to jump up now. Because he wrote testimony, he said, in that kind of testimony. And he said, well, look what happened. He said, I remember, after I believed in that piece already. So I come in before that panel, you know. Everybody knows that they're going to go to. They didn't want to take over again, you see. So while he's carrying on, you know, and as the person said, you can see that time here, but you can see that. Right in the near center of the state. He said, look, Philip, let me give your own testimony. Nice little testimony service. But you know, that's the final. I see a tear that's coming down from my side. When he does the testimony, the many look here as it comes along like mine, when mine has to make it home. So it's not going to come in now, so I'll bring some tears too. So all that time, there's rain, and you get caught up in who gives the testimony, and you pass and you go for long to come. And you suddenly hear the coming and say, testimony says he was dropping the prophet back there to get at him, 15 marbles and small. When you check the record, you only get to know the prophet maybe the year before he died or something. And it was in a couple meetings, and make it sound like they almost lived here now to be. So while the great testimony was going on and going on, and there was no problem in the testimony, they started to realize the wind was changing. The wind began to blow and change. The third realized, It will move from evening time to coming dark. And everybody's got a written to turn to say the peace. And you look at it, take a bill. Who done say the peace already? And you know, you're all gonna sleep now. You're gonna get here the rest. You wanna talk and get it. Everybody has seen something. I know that you're sure you want to see. So while that was going on, the weather began to change. And they can tell quickly they realize they found themselves in a situation. And brother, the water was already coming by the boat. And those disciples, those followers of Elijah's message, they were so taken away about after 25 to be pulled out, along that way he said. But when the weather changed and the challenge rise, they begin to realize their past testimony. Just really short. Many begin to realize they're in fact the same thing. And the devil begins to do a great pressure upon the very ship and the believers of the message to think them. It didn't matter who testified longer. It didn't matter who made who cry when they were testifying. The conditions begin to reveal that just past testimony can't do it. It begins to make them realize they needed to see it present tense. The hour has changed. And the day the hour has changed. Many people from the Christian church, they are receiving the name from. Many people who are coming out of the real thing that they're fasting and praying. But how many of you are time now? People who make signs against things in the past come back and they're all powered by those same things today. The hour of change. Well, they're caught in a church atmosphere. So we see Elijah, we see the Son of Man, we see the message, we see the prayer, we see the time, the kingdom is open. But they've been traveling without him. Looking back in a rearview mirror, oh, back in 1965, what happened to the Italian? Or what happened over here? The always, what happened to the Italian? What happened abroad? What happened in your life? What happened where you live now? Not the Italian. Amen. Amen. The condition was going to change, and certain destruction was moving in. And who was behind it? The devil. He had found the ship and the power of God. But this time, it was the devil taking the ship. Amen! And God, I tell you, when the devil really began to take the ship, in Jesus' name, when that was happening, and the body realizes it's in the brink of disaster. God is taking a new awakening. The testimony service comes in a propane. And they found themselves in a great struggle in the present darkness. And the testimony was in the past. But if you always get dark, so dark normally, you can almost see it. We have to have that light in our dwellings now. You know you walk in a plain path. Amen. You see, you know what? You know the same one who had broken the bread at evening time, he was coming in to see it. He knew all about it. He knew what he was going to go into. But the prophet told us, he said, now remember something, if we sail into treacherous water. So it does. He says, now, in this hour, you better learn to use the word. You learn the enemy coming to spiritual warfare. Then you better constantly the trend that leads in that coming. And he's warning us because he saw the conditions in there. And he himself saw what it took in his life and the price he had to pay in order to stand and overcome, while many were just falling at the wayside. And when he thanked him for adoption, God only find one man, took him aside and put his sword in and said, "You have the key stone. You haven't gone with money, you haven't gone with women, you haven't gone with popularity, you haven't gone with fortune, you haven't gone with all kinds of different sensations, different things. Only time and come here, and God, you need to adopt one. You only find one who has stayed true." That even while he's in the height of the ministry there, and has great influence, and how I carry the 50 years along the world, and they want to come out to the nerve centers in these things, you get a lot of time trapped in these mountains. You don't want to go on to Jordan. God did not preach of going to Jordan to him. He had a desire to see Christ manifesting his life without one flaw. When he saw the age he was living in, when he saw what was promised, when he saw the fullness, God went to point in his church. When he saw that there was in the world as a promise, and it was not a favor, and you see it made it, it was in the time he was living in, he was willing to pay the price. He tried to get the Pentecostal say, that comes, yeah, are you willing to pay the price? No, when they pay the price, they're going to get what he has. When we pay the price, we're only going to get what the public has. Certainly, he had paid the price to get that. So here they were, they thought it was a nice testimony meeting. And they found themselves, it was dark, the wind was going, the water was pouring into the boat. Not a right away, you hear five men that are shouting one time. Who says, "Pick up the oars." They go, "No, punch the sail." They go, "No, get a bucket and fill up some water." That was some time and get unbalanced the boat. And there was confusion inside the ship. See, after the seas open, after we break the bread, after the travel of 20, 5 to 50 furlongs, in the darkness, probably the devil is watching them all along coming. They follow Elijah, give Elijah a message. He says to find plenty, full enthusiasm, and waiting for the right place. When I get me, when I make fire, when I begin to have faith back in, I get it finished together, I put pressure on them in the job, and I begin to put pressure on them in the school of children, and they see their testimony with the Holy Ghost staff. This is the past testimony they have of what's really going to happen. He was looking for a certain time. He got to unite all of the clouds together. He got to unite all the winds together. He got to get into the water. Amen. Getting all his powers together to destroy that ship with them believers who have believed the message that Elijah introduced. But the same one who broke the bed even time, but he was coming on the sea. That dark, stormy hour. When fear and despair have took the followers of the revealed word, it's a perilous time. Paul said we are living in perilous times. It's a time of a lot of uncertainty. And when you appear in the scene on Sunday, you can recognize it. You were testifying of him. You know, people say, you're adding to the message. You can't tell the truth, you're going to do it. And they are contented that the message was, let's tell you a story to about this. That they cannot recognize him today. So that they keep relating to him right back down there, so they haven't seen him for the past 25 to 24 hours. And then I want to press darkness. Brother, you see all kind of emotions begin to rise. The tempers begin to flare and the personalities begin to collapse. And then you see the outrageous outburst. And Because when maybe in a time you're going to row the boat, you know, boatman, we're trying to help out the situation. Brother, he's out of pocket trying to bail out water and give orders, he's full of fear. And then son, trying to hoist the sail, and brother, gets it tangled up in the rope. Now then that dark sea, because he didn't anticipate that they're all going to change. Because he walked with a vision of what was happening. And because he tried to serve God, looking in a rearview mirror, and keep holding on to some historical something. But when the weather changed, let me hear people like, he puked the canyons, get up from the yard, man! Move back here, that's supposed to be here. Then the canyons get Thomas, he turned it up to me, and Matthew. So when the leader come together, you see, he's crazy. These fellows and them, because the tempo. Then three of these fellows and them, they say, I do nothing again. Don't ask me to do nothing again. In the song, humor, with a good picture of what happened during the message. A lot of people that speak a lot with the pulpit, then it's just falling apart on my back. See? That's why, see, many people have gone for a long time for hope. See? Because they read all kinds of things and never look into the word to hear what the prophet says. But then, you find when that's going to happen. But of course, now you're in the class. And then maybe, you do that song in the corner. Don't go back where you come from! And it didn't work. You got a big wave and you're like, what? Back in the corner! Because he thought that maybe some emotion might get dragged to be back. He just caught up in the emotional channel. I was just using emotion to do the song. And then he just caught up in the emotional channel about 25 prolongs after. And we see how disastrous it is for many of them. While they're going along, who can speak to some of their existence? Brother was only human energy, though, no inspiration. No real unity. They're all in the court, but they're united in spirit and purpose. Then, you find it's only human energy, and they're wearing themselves out. But as you get up, they finish. The road to the tired, the weary, with a kind of half broken off. And they sit them up in the water, the little bucket, and they try to fill up the water with, went overboard, and they try to throw some water out. He said, you need a first song and tear. Brother Satan was already there to destroy them. They be like, guys, the bride? I deliver the message. That them believe Elijah's message, they're following the Son of Man. Look at them, they're full. And just a minute ago, they're full of testimony. So you see, God, he so cares for his own. And he don't love us because we are perfect. It is love that's going to make us perfect. God is already as soon as he died for us. Because he loves us, he looks at our thoughts and see our needs. He will see us in the middle of confusion. And now he's able to straighten out that confusion. But I see them a bunch of mixed up, divided people here, confused, overpowered by the conditions of the hour, drained. After trying to work by human energy, no inspiration, comes a real rude awakening, and realize that before they had looked ahead, they were looking backward all the time. But he was coming in that hour to display something. The same thought that God was about to destroy them. Walking in the water. The same storm that they were in. And then they watched their behavior in that storm. And they watched his behavior in the same storm. With the wind. But they got all of us darkness. He gave us supreme power and control. In the midst of that great disaster, in that time of crisis, when the little world was falling apart, when it seemed that they had come to the end of the wits and didn't know what to do, where to turn. It looked simple. He just came, identifying himself. He just came walking. But the time he came, he sent that fear. When he sent that fear, he doesn't even have them become the thought, but he will control the mind here. When he control the mind here, he experience the perception about the same word they were testifying about. And they look at the word, the same one that took the bread. The same one that experienced it, that was testifying about. And it says, the Spirit. Some spoke to something. It's maybe something that's not trusted. It's something to run and hide when you see it. Or keep a far distance from it. Or don't get under the influence of it. Or have nothing to do with it. And the word had come back along a second time. When he came back along a second time, he came with a message of identification. You know, you must identify his presence. It must be recognized. Amen. So he just sort of see the eyes here from the face of his eyes. So who's that? But you see how to see his eyes. When he gave his eyes, each one in that boat had an experience with that one from along the line. And their very experience that they had, their first experience, that awakened experience that made them follow that word, believe in that word, that same experience was the challenge that he was coming to hook back up with them in. He just was it. He designed. Then he identified. He identified first to them. He always does that to the disciples. And the man who wrote in the letter, when he broke the bread. And he was known in the breaking the bread. When some of them walked in the water, he gave his eyes. In the storm, in the darkness. In the night, when he was there in the good deep place. And the good news is the mental faculties. Whether that's your word or not. When they tried to get into your mental faculty, you were so dark they couldn't really make it out. See, and he wasn't coming to relate to their senses. He was saying it is I. He's not afraid. You don't have to be afraid of the power. So the storm is there. Don't all the powers is down together. So it has taken upon the boat among the believers. So the thought of the devil with an intent to destroy them. He come back along and tell us, don't be afraid, he is I. He had come in that hour to lift that little group into a higher practice, to bring them to a higher level of faith. The Bible says come in the fourth watch. Now, the fourth watch, that fourth seal, is when hell is being taken in the earth. It's when religion, politics, human power Satan has gathered all his powers together under the fourth seal. And the seventh seal, the coming of the Lord, takes place under the fourth seal. So the fourth seal is it. And Christ himself is that seventh seal. And that was the very word that Elijah had introduced. But coming back along a second time, in the fourth watch, the Son of Man, let all of us darkness to be revealed to that little group, to take the cares and the doubts out of them. And by 25 and 7, the word of Ephesians, he was taking out the suspicion, he was taking out the kind of conception. And after he had 25 and 7, he came with a message of identification. Yes. Because we are the message of the hour. He is nowhere else but among us as believers in the faith. And these things are being fulfilled amongst us. And we gather among the church because of the fulfillment. And we can look among the truth of the fulfillment. We have to see our mix. See. And when it came, and this is identifying self, a mess of identification. Even going along the street, and going along the property, and going along the street, become identifying himself. And it's a strange thing. That a message of identification, of him taking the word and identifying himself in Christ forming the word, to show us it is him who identifies himself in prophet form. No, identifying himself in Christ form. He was the same life moving on. He became Holy Spirit. And after he identified himself, he gave a call. Come! So under that massive identification, something begins to happen. While that massive identification is coming forth, every man in the boat, I can imagine one another. And Nathaniel tell it to look to the boy. Take it there, John. John, how you say? John, I ain't moving it. You going to move here or what? Thomas? Okay, wrong number, boy. Judas? You just checking your money right all on the brother, he got a sacrifice of money so good. He says that boat so long, maybe the money can be saved for him instead. He's a lost that. In that hour. But while that mess of identity was going on, what thing did that happen to people? You the people tonight, I'll tell you everybody here's a people tonight. You all are people here tonight. People under the mess of identification, you still need to be super safe. In the moment while the mess of identification was going forth, he began to forget it had to be in the boat. He had been taking a place that he alone and the word alone what's going to be working up tonight. Amen! I'm in front of you! You can even see! Talk to us! I'm so sorry. I was here even a while ago. What is happening? Stand out here. Nice put on solid wood here in the boat. And I see him more insecure. He's more relaxed out here than the water. Look at that big wave pass, man. Just now, he even pushed. And you know when you believe what he says, and you want to see the word in your life, somebody said, I think they're trying to teach now. Instead of trying to teach, you're going to go to experience on that mess of identification. You are going to be the first time to realize it. You are coming to the same thing that said, go up to Christ. Did you teach how to hear? He's a getting too fast for many of them. While you were there, you see the fans are moving to that plane already. And while you're getting trying to be on that message, something that's happening, I want to see them inside of me. It's the same storm. No, you both want. I support behaving that way, the way he behaving. When he saw that, it's compelling in his heart to see his failure from his head. To see his weakness when he got his strength and power of the word having supreme control. A difference of being able to hear that in spirit. I want to explain a little time to hear the mind. We are moving to a place on that mess of identification. And we are gripping the arrest and we are seeing. You see it? You can become. This is you. Could be the key. It's probably let us see the kind of thing. Let us
who's the thought?
I'm a idiot.
Maybe a girl more revelation.
You're in a person.
That's Peter. He wanted to stand where Jesus standing.
That message, look what it was doing for him. When the Lord comes back along a second time. After the Lord, about 25 to 34 long, when testimonies, past testimonies, had no influence. Couldn't produce the power to save the time. When you heard that message of identification,
brother, it began to.
But here,
hold it. And the Lord says,
Peter broke into a shadow from an atmosphere of fear and doubt and insecurity, from an atmosphere of having a real conception of the word that Elijah introduced. Inside of him, he is definitely in the world. He got his face, he's out here. He got his tongue. Remember, he too is an atmosphere of fear. Remember, he too was in doubt. And then we turn the book, he's going to go to Paris. And he got a real conception of the word that Elijah introduced by the Holy Spirit. But then on that message, he found the easy imagination instead of just pulling down. And it is easy to get into a time of communication with the unknown to the word. He is speaking to the word, and the word is speaking to the word. Amen! All of them are going to talk to
you go to a person of fear. I wonder what have your experience been over the past few days? The last one of the meetings and these are the what have your experience been? You are the individual believer who believes in the only fear that God is calling to live in a higher level of faith. To live in the world of perfect faith, where Jesus relied upon the word to the world. calling you over the humanistic realm to live in the realm of revelation, where you can rely upon what the world says you are, you learn all things under your feet. And the call come to the first promise of God.
Manifest what is for the Son of Man displayed in that hour. Amen. Look at him.
While that message went forth, he began to get under the influence of the revealed. And he began to recognize that in his spirit. That in his spirit.
Amen. When he began to recognize that,
brother, the circumstances meant nothing.
The human life meant nothing no more.
Because that message of identification coming back one a second time. Brother, it was just what he needed in that situation.
Then when he came out of the influence of the word and recognized the truth, brother, he said that he's going to say that who to them is right, who are unbelieving.
It wasn't our proving that little body.
When he saw his truth, he had to act upon it.
But he was along to see what was saying. And you could see the look on many faces. But he was putting his finger on it. He was already crossing over. He didn't realize what he did. He was stepping up. Because he entered into a channel of inspiration. That message of identification opened up to him. And give him a faith to control his inner fear, to put away his inner doubt, to break the power of his superstition, and to put something to motivate him and say, Peter, you can do that too.
Amen! What we see Jesus manifest is that what we have to manifest too!
But he realized the message wasn't just identifying himself. The message was all to say, come. And Jesus, when Peter said, he said, Lord, it is you.
Bid us to come.
He never said that.
He just said, me to come. Amen.
Because he realized that it's not an hour for friends and flesh. And if you go into, I will go. And if you ain't going, I ain't sure I'll go. Because I want to end up in that economic elephant.
No, sir! And what God was speaking to his heart!
What a time it was! Satan was gathering all the winds together, gathering all the clouds together. That we see him doing this hour. All the ecumenical clouds, but they got to get a what for? They bring a big storm. To do what? Sing this little boat. These two believers who believe this message. All the communistic wings that you see blowing across the land and political wings being gathered together. You know what gathered together for? See? And then the devil began to move into the waters, the multitudes of people. But it was one disastrous situation. That's why I see that many people find themselves in a situation. They don't seem to be able to have the security that they felt when they surrendered their life to Jesus Christ. Long when a man accept the Lord in his message, brother, if you choose the old tree man to him, if you pass the old pass man in, you have the time on service. If you eat or skip a meal when the day comes, brother, you are so lost in the world, you forget that a meal time has passed. Because you had another meat that you know. But as he come along, and things kind of take long to fulfill what is going to happen very quickly. And you realize it didn't happen when you anticipated it might not happen. And then when we saw good, reasonable situations that we felt God is obligated to us to manifest his promises here to vindicate us. And God didn't vindicate us. As he done to vindicate us. In those things, then you kind of, some of us lose our zeal. And some of us get kind of fear and very embarrassed to even step out when any situation comes. Because we don't know if God's going to do the same thing like he did in the past. Because we don't have the real confidence. But in the humanistic realm, we know it's correct. We know the message is true. We know these things are right. And look at all of them. He was trying all kind of humanistic things, but he was calling them. He had identified with that message, and now he's calling. And he was calling them into a higher level of faith. Israel in the homeland. Page 134, the Israelite church. He said, let me give you another statement here. Here's one sphere here. Here's another sphere here. And here's another one. Now down in here is the nominal truth. Now up in here is the sublime. Here's where we're supposed to be. Right next door to heaven where the power of God is looking down. All right, it drops down on this. Drops down to this one, then down to this one. This is the nominal truth. It just goes on cold profession. Little ritualistic affair that is the nominal church. They just get the very slight drippings. The next church up here for gospel gets some blessings, but they go up in ism. And if we got to live up in this sphere here before we can ever have a rapture, exactly right. You got to get up into that before we can have it. Medical I know. Page 1. I let my redeemer live it. I was just talking to someone last night, our last meeting in Oklahoma. I tried now. So I know this laying aside until God would call me to do it. My old ministry discernment. Because the new ministry is coming in. We are generally going to church poor like we are. And we have had our old ministry fading out. Oh, we are the church, we get in order, we do different things, we get all the seeds and the flesh in the boat. We get all that. And we do that for years and we go very gray. I get gray, but I don't lose it here. Trying to get that in order. But this old ministry now is moving out now. And we're getting ready to go into a new one. And the Holy Spirit is opening that old part now to step out. You see? Because he has come back along and identified himself to us. We're looking at the panic and the confusion, the pandemonium, and we get in the boat. And we see the world. Supposedly it's like a spirit. Something kind of spooky. But we see the world. We saw the word. It spoke to our heart. In us now. When we got to talk us, we can't say that boat no more. We can't say argument and old talk no more. We can't say that religious talk and criticisms and people only finding fault and they're doing nothing. We want to step out and see that word manifest. Something's striking us in our heart. That's the place you've come to. And he's saying, come. I bid you come. So he says, you know, the other night, not knowing about it, I tried it another time. Come across the platform, having born blind, a baby, was totally blind. About a 16-year-old boy, just immediately, he let out a scream, brother, brother, I can see. And yeah, Pat Tyler standing near right by the boy, when his eyes come open for the first time in all his life. And so I trust that you come here with great anticipation with myself. I'm looking for something God will do for us to bring us up another level than what we have been. And that all these meetings have been excited. Lift us up. The church must live itself in the power of God now. Where we're going to realize that all our fools are laid aside now. Let's press in there with rugged faith. Amen. Let's, brother, don't get caught in the storm and get defensive because look at that big wave coming and the boat sinking and everybody trying to get out the woes. Everybody only talking problems. And a mess of identification blasting forth.
to solve our problem. You see, while they told that there was a problem in the boat, he didn't come and say, I think you need a better oil and that, you know, I think it's, no, that one time he had stopped the boat, he had stopped the storm, but this time he wasn't stopping no storm. This time he's calling them into the realm where he was, where even though they had the storm, they could still be standing there with the victory. Amen! In the midst of the storm! Because they were trying to change the order of the day. You can't pray for the peace to go back. You need to come and say, please go back where you come from. That can't work. That's not going to work. You're trying to change God's program. God's going to let you know it's time to go up. Perfect faith, pray to the tree. This is coming to that third pole. This is what we are waiting for. Is that, and you have preached that message perfect faith. And you come to the end and say, this is what we're waiting for. This is coming to that third pole. I did this for a purpose. We're calling through the prayer line. I did this for a purpose. I'm working out something. It's taking this charge of faith and going right back to begin and come. See? To kind of raise faith in a bracket where you never noticed it that way before. Not a faith, but a perfect faith built up in here. And what's a perfect God with a perfect heart, with a perfect promise, a perfect word, which is sharpened and threaded sword and discerning the thoughts of the heart. We are coming out to the perfection because the people have got to come to this in order for the rapture. You say we got to get in that fear before we can have a rapture. We got to come out from the ritualistic fear. We got to come out from the blessing where we're going to go up into ism. And we got to come up into this realm where we're right next door to heaven. Amen. He said that I'm trying or I'm preaching to lift the church. They're still getting another level of faith than what we have been in over the past 3 years. So God has given messages here now to bring the people to a higher level of faith. And he says, I'm taking this charge of faith to raise it in a higher bracket because he kept preaching with the intent to rub the make-believe out, to take all the fear, take all the superstitions, take all the condemnation from the people, showing them that these things in the scriptures, the lock them to a channel like Peter got locked into. The way he slipped into the super sense, and is no longer watching the problems and his failures and his old conceptions, but now he wanted to step out to see what he saw displayed there manifest in his life. Yeah, we are coming out to the perfection because the people are going to come to this in order for the rapture. That's what holding it right now is waiting for the church to come to that perfect rapture faith. I'm looking for it. It means a lot of shaking on for me. It means a lot for you. But together we make it by the grace of God. Page 8. Is that I want you to get it now? We, the church, has got to live itself in the power of God. We are too close to the end now. I believe the church is in a condition where we can teach a little deeper things and rub some of the make-believe out. You saw people trying to work themselves up in their faith. You saw people trying, you know, in the humanistic realm, praying and hoping so, and not getting the realm of a revelation. And then some people want to see a vision, didn't realize the revelation was just as good as the vision. Amen. For the vision must compare with the word. So when the very word is busy, there is no higher order than the word. You know what I'm saying? So here, you know, he says, it's a little deeper thing to rub out all the make-believe and get into something real. It's got to be something you know. And then, as we said, this morning, trying to get the church into a place where we can rarely see apostolic times moving among us. That's what we all hunger, and just laying right at the door. We see it, but we want to see more of it. We want it in such a flow, it will help us flow out unto others. So here he was. He had seen those things, and the people here, he was trying to bring that to them that they could get engaged. And page 4, testimony, you see, he says, must have been a hot afternoon from the look of the scripture just before this event. So it must have been a real quiet, sunny hot afternoon. The sun was setting, and as they awed, they turned loose and waved goodbye to the people, hoping to see you again sometime, as they move out to the sea. And the sun set, and then the evening twilight, and then after a while, the darkness set. It has come that same way. Oh, nice sunset, we enjoyed it. Cool atmosphere, the Holy Spirit, and the evening message, and Mount Sunset, and the opening of the seven seals, and all those great things, and the same Son of Man being revealed in time. But it's going to come along, moving in the twilight, then moving the gross darkness upon the people, so dark, until they get spooky, until they stand up to the sister. It's almost spooky. It's going to bring like a lack of assurance. Page 12 says, you know, it must have been about the time the testimony was going on. You know, the disciple out there on the sea testifying. He must have been down the blackness of the night somewhere up in the Northland. That Satan must have looked over the hill and looked down. He looked in that testimony meeting and he found out they had gone without him. Here was his chance. See, I think the scene has just
about return of Jesus. They had in the enthusiasm of the revival, they went out without him. I believe that a lot of what happened yesterday, in this hour of confusion, after this great revival we are witnessing, swept along the world, every nation has revival fires built and burned, great healing services. People receiving the Holy Ghost by the tens of thousands and thousands. And in the enthusiasm of it, like those disciples testifying in what he had done. Oh, we seem to do this, we seem to do that. I believe we have went off like them without him. We went off on great big opportunities that the revival projected. Many good messages become important. Begin to get recognition. Begin to have influence. Begin to have control over people's lives. Begin to handle money. Amen. Begin to, brother, you know, get exalted. All of those things was opportunities that came off the revival. As I was saying, Brother Brown and Brown Tabernacle had about 400 people who travel all over the country. It had people in his message, who was in his message, and has, brother, it had in Zaire alone, one of the smallest cities of 1,000 people. Down in churches down in Brazil there, how about 2,000 people? One church. You know what I'm saying? Opportunity that the Bible presented. See? Making a lot of money, churches, buildings, greater buildings, great big million-dollar places, great schools, educational systems, making our denomination grow. And we've gone off with all the old-time permissions and the baptism of the Holy Ghost went back until the fire has burnt low. You can get crowds and try to get to the altar, they just walk up like they're almost dead and dread to come. You can now notice these things, trouble comes up all at once, and the devil looks around and says, they've gone up on a tantrum. They're out there jumping up and down, shouting, having a big time. You know that, you know what? Right now is my time to sit there. I'll get even with them now. And the fourth one, look how he's gathering all his powers together. What is he doing? Putting a pressure, coming to speak. Think of the churches. And suddenly go places, you find churches rocking and shaking under the power of the devil. Back in a corner of fear, and people get humanistic. And brother just begin to just be like some natural man. Oh, you see all them Jacob nations begin to rise. And who's going to do this and make more money here and be smart here and use the good worldly wisdom and the business tactics, all kinds of different things. Who pull back up the old political self to politicize people and different things, organize people. You see, what's happening? Brother, when that word is supposed to open a fountain for a power flowing, to show he's the same yesterday and forever, the master of every circumstance in our midst. Amen. Now we find the hour we live in trouble has set in. And then we begin to find out miracles isn't taking place anymore, like they were. You can all realize the truth. Trouble has set in. The sick go home sick. It isn't because of God. It's because of the lack of revival among the people. There's no revival. They sit and listen, go home and say, well, I guess I was pretty good. See, there is not that deal. There is not that something the people that should be there. But when that message of identity struck Peter heart, he didn't say, it's hunger, quality, boy. He said, Lord, it is good to come. It showed, even in the midst of the storm, while maybe a scientist rowed our boat using human energy, you were saying, oh, God, if Jesus was here. Amen! If I wasn't just this, he said, look at my testimony now, it's no good. And brother, that message identify his presence. And something struck his heart. He said, you see me, I'm stepping out now. Friend, no friend. Live or die, keep going to me. Amen! I'm stepping out! You have to have such conviction until you feel you've gone far enough and you can't go no further living the way you're living right now. When you say, see me, I can't live in this kind of way. I want God to start to move in my life. I want something to really happen in my life and change me. I want to see power inside of my life. I want to see I stand in there. I want to see I see the revelation. I want to see the enthusiasm. I want to see the joy come back in my life. I'm not going to settle for nothing less. Amen. People have the time to get that over themselves. Amen. The spiritual mind looks along and says, yeah, wait a minute, we're all going to the ecumenical council. We're all group going to it. Sure, you're going. That's exactly. You wasn't thinking though. The Bible said you would exactly. Prior to the end of the moon blacked itself out before the Pope, the first one went to Rome the other night, saw a sign in heaven. He said it was evening, then twilight, then the moon moving there, black out the sunlight, and went in the darkness. And we are in darkness since that time, the moon is black out. For the message is rejected. That's why judgment started in the earth. But those who believe the message, who enter into the secret place before judgment, is feeding upon the hidden food, have light in the dwellings. And that message is for you to prophesy one more time. Is it then that great hour of darkness, when they were there, the winds come, all hope of survival is gone? Now what are you going to do? Is your denomination going to the ecumenical council? What's going to happen then to all the great things that you have built here, the last hope gone? But you know, as they were about to scream and all hope was gone, they couldn't be saved, and all of a sudden, they see him come walk in the water. In that hour of darkness, he came walking in. I know it's him I see. I know the same one that broke that bread. It's him I see come walking in that water. And when I get message open and telling me come, I know I have to step out there. I will not be able to go along there serving God with real conviction and say I'm sincere with what I'm doing if I don't step out there after I see my identifying self so plainly. And not only identify myself, but say, come. It's time now to come to this level. It's time now to come into that level where we see a new ministry break forth. Are you hungry for that? Is that the church tonight? What a note to close out these meetings on. Come. Be not afraid. Amen. Have the hunger in your life to see what was manifest in that prophet life in that third world. Under the fourth one, come back in your life in this hour. You know he was coming. He predicted the day. He finally this great hour, the disciples were all in distress. He climbed so high to the watch them. He was sitting on the hill watching them. Yet he didn't climb a mountain this time, but he climbed up from the grave. Climb up to the air, see on this moon and stars, till he went so high, he had to look down to see heaven. And there he stood an eye on high, his eyes on the sparrow, and I know he's watching us. Oh, my, these past few days, he's been watching us down inside of here, in this little building here, we're hopping the chapel and all outside, and people are all downstairs, but he's been watching us. He's been watching us on high. Amen! Hallelujah! Right in that hour of darkness, when the church has all gone to the great program, got this program, got that program, all program out like the rest of the churches and denominations. And what happened? In that hour of darkness when the real spiritual filled people wonder what's going to happen. Look at my children, you must look at my wife, look at this. And now notice in that hour when all hope was gone of survival, they seen somebody come walk on the water. And they came, they start passing close. The only thing that could help them, they were afraid of. It looked spirity. It might be, you know, a spirit. If that hasn't happened again, they are afraid of it. They are afraid of fortune telling. They are afraid of some kind of devil power. When Jesus said what happened in this day, the only thing that can help them is Jesus Christ. The only thing that can bring them to Christ is Christ himself. And they are afraid of it scary. Oh, I don't know. That might be spiritual, you see, and I don't know about it. Yeah. The only thing that can help them, and that all of distress, those elected church, that group sitting out there, scared that it might be spooky. They didn't want to have nothing to do with it. Then comes that sweet voice. Be not afraid. It is I. Amen. You are finished? They call, come, which followed the message of identification. It was a call to the believers who were gathered around the revealed word that Elijah had introduced. And now that seventh seal Christ had come back along a second time and identified himself to them. In that dark stormy hour. He came in a certain manifestation. He came walking in the water. All things and they see. What looked insecure, he knows. Brother, to live in that world where he was, it matters nothing. We look out here, we get afraid of that, we get afraid of this, we get defensive here, we have this in case, we do know here, and we haven't spoken to him yet. Amen. And like he told Abraham, I am your seed. In other words, that's to come to me to get at you. Do you think the devil will come to him? No way. And that hour, they could recognize that they had no need of fear. In that hour, regardless of the circumstances, his manifestation and his message was showing that you have no need to have no fear in this hour. Regardless what the circumstances are. He displayed a supreme control in the very conditions that was throwing them in despair and perplexity. He was in the same storm. Same storm, same conditions, same recession. same political pressure, same religious pressure, same domestic pressure. But the world was mastering all circumstances. We had full control over every situation. Amen. And look at Peter, brother, he went through a transition. In his life, he went through a change. I trust that under the blessing of identification, you went through a change. He had his moment of decision. Under that inspiration, that message of identification, Peter began to be lifted up into a place. He didn't just want more information. He began to receive an intense desire to see manifest in his own life what he saw in this place. Has that been the desire that has come to you, that you want to see in your life, when you see the same God come back along to you with the same word, to the same kind of people, with the same kind of faith, with the same kind of awe? You had a decision to make. You weren't going to wait in company. You know what your friend thinks? It's what you think. Were you going to live in this year, or will you come out and step out in a greater faith? I know for me, as an individual, I'm stepping out. When God showed me what He's showing the world here, and when Jesus Christ identified Himself to us, I'm stepping out. Because I can't go on. How could I claim that this is the token when I see what the token was in the prophet? So I know it's a token. But I know God in this from the token that just produces a good life. But somebody can't point their finger at you and say, but you really have a life. You just pray, you just read, you study. There will be no kind of foolishness. No. But then, I have a mind that's bound. I have some mind that's in chains that need to be broken. Amen. Someone take the word and break them chains and set them free. Say, Satan, give them up. Amen. I want to multiply the bread and the fishes because I ain't going to pray and miss and ask the priest to go back. Amen. So he was willing that dark stormy hour in those treacherous waters. He stepped by faith. He see in his own life the faith of the Son of God, which can manifest and master all circumstances. And the rest might have thought that Peter is there. He was always excited. He was emotional. They say, see me, I'm very secure right here on this boat. I know what I have my foot on. Good friend. Step out. When he step out, and he begins to walk, now get this here. The prophet says, desperation, page 21, 28. He said, Peter was coming under a command of the word. Some of us are so sensitive to our mistakes and our failures. Like if we have the kind of proof of people, we're not making no mistakes. And we are going to go in a perfect record because we didn't make no mistakes. And if we make a mistake in their eyesight, then we just become disqualified as bride because they point the finger at us. And then we kind of get under the bondage of people living trying to please flesh. And what people think are not living the liberty to try to set us free. Because not who made the most mistake, who made the least mistake. It's God has chosen you. And God is seeing you, He has chosen you. When Peter step out there and he's walking, God has been deceived in his own life. He said, I couldn't pay my debt. You can't pay my debt. He said, but I could have chosen time. He died half an hour early. I'm praying. And I told me excuse because I'm not going to church. And I asked him, is there nothing to do now? And I told him, I'm glad to do it. He began to see the result in his own life. What he thought, only Jesus could have lived out that. He said, I go in the extra mile. I had a chance to drop my tongue of flesh and I bypass it. And brother wanted to see in his own life. He's going. But he's going to make a mistake. So while he's going there, you know, you get so self-conscious that it happened maybe and I don't want to stop. It happened automatically. I'm not doing it. But now you're going to keep it and protect it. Let God do what he's doing. And then he gets so self-conscious now and look at the truth I stepped out, boy, and God vindicated me, boy. And all of them prayed to be humble and sincere. Yeah, Lord, open your hand, let me see, and let me step out. And when God began to do this, boy, the very first of our fear, because in that past 70 days, the vision gets clear. And next thing you know, he's going to think. I want you to think now. Brother, you like to have no shame in this thing. He said, Lord, take me! All that time, you see, Philip took Nathaniel. Nathaniel said, come on, he's a good to me in gold, boy, you see? He said, tell us, he's going to get carried away too fast. See? They thought that this man had been secure, but they were ready on the east. When Peter was going under the command of the word that followed that message of identification, when he came back along the second time under the fourth watch, amen, in that dark, stormy hour, and he took into that shadow and started to strike his heart, and he wanted to see that. Man threatened him, and he was stepping out. He was going on the obedience of the word, and the word was obligated to take care of him, because the word had bid him to come. Amen. The promise of Jesus was obligated, because he's the one who shall come up here. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. If you make a mistake trying to obey the word, your desire to live that word, that mistake is nothing sweet to you. Hallelujah! Step out and raise it back up. Amen. He went to his assistance and perfected what was lacking in his faith. Amen! The word perfected what was lacking in his faith. And then those same ones who was afraid to come out to say, of his truth. Where is the Son of God, boy? Amen. But they had the opportunity to step out too. You tonight. Like Peter. Maybe you two have slipped into the super sense. And maybe you two get locked in. And maybe you two begin to have a communication with the word. And that message I didn't even speak to you. And something in your heart is pointing back to that message. And it's not just a nice thought, an intense desire coming up inside that you want to step out. Not to show others you can walk on water, but you realize this storm ain't gonna change too. And here is something being displayed that is masking the circumstances. To give you the victory in the very same hour, in the same kind of condition. Because by the past testimony, you can't do it. It's dark, it's gloomy, and the storm is raging. Brother, it's not going to take a bunch of men get together with things in their mind. It's going to take people who are faith in the word, who recognize the word, who know that promise of them to come back around, and who see them going to step out to see that word interpreted in the very own life. Let's all start off. Amen. Praise His name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Glory to Your name, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, precious Lord. Glory and praise be unto Your name. We love You tonight, Father. Thy word is true. It endures forever, Lord, from generation to generation. And oh God, You are here in our midst, make it real tonight. You want to interpret in our lives, Lord. I pray, oh God, in every one of us, there be a responsive heart. There be a heart burning with an intense desire to see manifested in us what we see displayed in the Son of Man under the fourth watch. Oh, gracious God, give us the courage to step out tonight. Hallelujah. Let's bow our heads, close our eyes tonight. It's time for us to rise to a higher level. I'm pressing on the upward way. My heart has no desire to stay with doubt to rise and stay with me. Still praying as I'm on the ground. Lord, plant my feet in the high ground. If we can come into a real perfect faith, live in a world of perfect faith, where we become a mystic to the people, They want to know, how come you know, here running here and borrowing this and borrowing that and borrowing the other and putting them on all kind of debt. How you can be so contented with godly? How, you know, they know the conditions. They know you have to bypass a meal sometimes. They see you wearing that same dress over and over without any complex. See you're happy and contented. Like, you break the realm of all these material things. You come into a place now, your reality is tied, you're clothed in the white raiment of His revealed word. You want to see those seven rainbows reflecting to you. Amen. Your heart is, you're affecting the seven things above. Let Christ sit in the right hand of God. I pray He would give us that tonight. I pray that would be designed in our hearts tonight. Let's hear the song I'm pressing on. Lay in our hearts. So we have that desire, higher ground, Lord, tonight for me. Lord, let me rise up in a higher level. I believe, oh God, it is spoken to my heart. Lord, I want to step up. Lord, fully I must confess the condition. Made me frustrated sometimes. Throw me in despair sometimes. Made me resort to all kind of humanistic things sometimes. Exert so much energy in the flesh. We tried it. It was to no avail. It never seemed to work. It never seemed to change the situation and bring it under control. But a message of identification. The manifested presence of Jesus Christ. Amen. A power coming back in our heart. Something making us move in the spirit of the moment. In a time of crisis, dread pulsations of faith going to work. Through the last night, breaking them strong barriers. Launching out into that place where all things are possible. Coming under obedience to the command of the word. Knowing that even though we fail, if we make a mistake in trying, He will take care of it. Hallelujah. What an encouragement to be for us tonight. He's taking you to come. His eyes be not afraid. Be of good cheer, don't be gloomy. Take yourself, bring your conscience. Rise and shine. This is your hour. For such a time like this, God will reserve you to show for His glory. Amen. I'm pressing on. Press. Oh, with determination tonight. Yeah. Oh, new high coming. In every day. Oh, the old fashioned prayer meeting still praying. That's my desire, that's my request. Lord, turn my feet. Oh, lift your hands, children. Sing unto Him. Lord, lift me up tonight.
On a higher Lord, lift me up. Lord, lift me up. And let me stand by feet on a heaven table. Hallelujah. Then I have come. Lord, plant my feet on a higher ground. I want to still be up most high. And catch the gleam of glory bright. But still I'll pray till heaven above. Lord, lead me on to higher. Lord, lift me up tonight. Lord, lift me up. Hallelujah. And let me stand by faith on ahead. Praise the name, Lord. And table and a higher place than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on a high ground. Let's just lift our hands and praise Him tonight. Lord, we thank You. Blessed be Your name tonight, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, we thank You tonight, Lord Jesus. Praise Your wonderful name, Lord. Thank You tonight, Father, for Your word. Thank You for Your spirit among us tonight, Lord Jesus. Blessed be Your name. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Lord. Father, we praise You tonight, Lord. We give You honor, Lord Jesus. We give You glory tonight, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Wonderful, Lord. Blessed be Your holy name, Lord Jesus. Glory and praise to the Lamb tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Worthy is Your name tonight, Lord. Father, we thank You. Father, we thank You. Father, we thank You. Blessed be Your name, Lord. Glory, 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 glory. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Thank You, Lord. Blessed be Your holy name. Thank You, Jesus. Praise Your name, Lord. Glory to Your name. Thank You, Jesus. Praise Your name, Lord. Glory to Your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Thank You, Jesus. Glory to God tonight, church. What a blessing tonight. These meetings have been to us. What an inspiration to our hearts tonight. The word was tremendously inspired, and I guess to many of us, words are insufficient to explain or to express what has taken place in our lives over these past few days. This has been tremendous. Let's continue to pray in a special way for
Well, then, God's going to take him higher and higher because we know that he has really a tremendous ministry. God has really outpoured a tremendous blessing on us that will live within our hearts for a very long time. Isn't he wonderful tonight, church? We want to sing that song tonight. I want you to reach across to your brother. Reach your sister tonight. Let's just have a little wonderful time in his presence. Isn't he wonderful? Isn't he? It's a fee. It's a fee. It's a fee. Once again. It's a fee. Wonderful. It's a fee. Hallelujah. It's a fee. It's a fit, what's recorded. Isn't he just wonderful? Isn't he wonderful? Isn't Jesus, my Lord, wonderful? I'm a fit, it's a fit. Isn't he just my Lord wonderful? Praise God. Just before we go, I just like to sing one song. All hail the power of Jesus' name. The angels first it all. We bought the royal diadem. Crown him Lord of all. Number one in your melody of praise. Blessed be his name tonight. All hail the power of Jesus. Let it just front bring forth. Bring forth diadem and crown. Lord of all, bring forth the royal sign, crown him Lord of all. Ye chosen seed of Israel, ye ransomed from the war. Hail him who saved by and from his Lord of all. Hail him who saved from his Lord of all. Let every kindred, every other be restful. To him all my king and crown his Lord of all. To him all majesty. Run him, Lord of all. Oh, that with yonder sin, we at his feet before, we'll join him at last and crown him, Lord. We'll join the everlasting and crown him Lord of all.
crown him, Lord. And crown him, Lord. Crown him, Lord, of all. Praise his wonderful name tonight. Blessed be his name. Shall we bow heads tonight? Close our eyes. Be quiet, Brother Joe.